Señoras y señores,
Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we shall now begin with part two of today's meeting, the high-level round table on the role of science, technology, and innovation in building back better from the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, while advancing the full implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. This round table furnishes us with an opportunity for political leaders and decision makers to set out their priorities to ensure that science, technology, and innovation can be fully harnessed and woven into strategies for development. Against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic and the decade of actions and successes for sustainable development. This roundtable will also provide us with a golden opportunity to ensure that those responsible for policy making at the highest level will be able to share experience, will be able to share lessons learned, and also detail good practices, and also share with the audience the challenges with which they are confronted at the national, regional, and international level, as well as pool information on potential solutions to overcome said challenges. The outcome of the roundtable will take the guise of a summary drafted under the authority of the chair, a summary that will be submitted to the Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC, and to the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development under the auspices of the Council for the consideration of the HLPF and ECOSOC. The key points which we shall address during today's round table are as follows. Firstly, how can science, technology, and innovation contribute to building back better from the crisis triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic, while simultaneously ensuring that we can tap the potential of these tools to address vulnerabilities and inequalities that are systemic, and indeed were systemic prior to the pandemic, but which have been thrown into stark relief by the emergence of the pandemic. The second point we will consider is what actions can science, technology, and innovation, and the practitioners thereof and the international community take in order to strengthen global cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation, particularly in the field of science, technology, and innovation, and how this can be harnessed to mitigate the impact of COVID-19, to build back better therefrom, and to ensure rapid progress as we emerge from COVID-19 towards the full achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, in particular the SDGs pertaining to high-quality education, as well as gender equality, and the Sustainable Development Goal on partnerships for achieving said goals. The third question that we will have to grapple with is how can the international community promote and encourage public participation and promote and foster innovative partnerships with the private sector in particular in order to harness the full potential of science, technology, and innovation to accelerate progress towards the full implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as ensuring that we build back better from COVID-19. The fourth issue we will consider at this roundtable is how can the international community pursue pledges and commitments to unleash the necessary resources to boost the technological capacities of developing countries in order to better position themselves to build back better and to strengthen their resilience and their ability to withstand future shocks and crises. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we shall proceed to the ministerial debate. It is my great pleasure to invite the following individuals to take the floor to deliver their statements from the podium when in the room. And I begin by giving the floor to His Excellency Dr. Dlugla Lacelementeli, who is the Minister for Tertiary Education, Research and Science and Technology of Botswana.